Okay, we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Bava Basra, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Kofnos Alivnos Beishar V'Delas L'Chatzer. The Bnei HaChatzer can force other Bnei HaChatzer, who are not interested in participating and paying the expenses of the Chatzer, to build certain things, to pay for certain things, to build a guardhouse and a door for the Chatzer. So a Beishar and a Delas. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer Lo Kal HaChatzer Ruis LeBeishar. This is not every chatzar needs a beis shar. If it's not near a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you don't need a guardhouse. The Bar Tanura says ain halacha k'rav Shimon Gamliel. We assume even if it's not near a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, sometimes dachki rabbim va'ilu. Sometimes the rabbim will overflow and they'll enter into his property. So not all chatzar was a ra'i lebeis shar according to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, but we don't paskin like that. Kofnos olivnos le'ir chomet l'asayim uvariach. If a person is a member of a city, he has to contribute toward the expenses of the city. So these are the taxes, right? So he's got to pay for a wall around the city and for doors of the city and for a bolt or a barrier, block, a lock, whatever you call it, for the city. Not every city needs a wall. If it's not near enemy lines, if it's not near a border, why would it need a wall around it? And once again, the Bar Tanura says, because even if it's not near the gvul of the enemy, you still need a wall, because you never know what city will be attacked if the enemy is able to encroach even further. How long do you have to live in the city in order to be subject to the taxes of that of the members of that city? 12 months. If you buy a home in that city, then you become one of the Anshei Ha'ir immediately. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. Ein cholkin es chatzar at shei arba amos lezevi arba amos lezevi. You don't divide a chatzar unless each party is going to get 4 amos. V'los ha'sada at shei ba tishakabin lezevi tishakabin lezevi. And you don't divide a sada unless each person is going to get an area that has 9 kav, that you can plant 9 kav of grain in that sada. Rabbi Yudah amar at shei ba tishas chatzoi kabin lezevi tishas chatzoi kabin lezevi. That it's really only half that size that's necessary in order for one to be able to force the other to divide. If it's a garden, then as long as each person will get a patch that's large enough to plant a chatzikav, that would be enough to force the other party to divide. Rabbi Kivom Rebase Rova, even a quarter of a kav. Veloas ha traklin, veloas ha moron, veloas ha shovach, veloas ha talus, veloas ha merchatz, veloas beis abad, achei ben kedeleze. And when it comes to dividing all sorts of other things, whether it be a portico, I guess we could say is a traklin, or a moran, which is another type of porch or some type of area like that, outdoor gazebo or something, is my guess, or a shovach, which is a dovecote, or a talus, which we know what a talus is, a large garment, or a bathhouse, or an olive press. You only are going to be able to divide it if each one is going to have a functional piece of it. But if by dividing it, neither party ends up with something that's big enough to be functional, then you cannot force the other party to pay for it. Zeklal, kol sheyicholik u'shmo alav cholkin. Whenever, if you were to divide it, it would still have shmo alav, it would still have its name associated with it, so then you can force the other party to divide it. Vimlav, in cholkin. And if it doesn't have shmo alav, then you cannot force the other party to divide it. Amos ay bizman shein shneim rotzim. That's if they don't both agree. Al bizman shein shneim rotzim. Avil box mikan yachloku. If both parties agree to divide, whatever they want to divide, they could divide. I mean, it's theirs, so they could do whatever they want with it, even though we might look at them and say, that's crazy, it doesn't make any sense to divide such a tiny thing. What you each end up with is nothing. So why would you do that? It doesn't matter why they would do it. They decided to do it, so they're allowed to do it. The only exception to that is if you have Sifrei Tanakh. So that you're not allowed to divide, because if they're in one scroll, and to cut a scroll in half, that's improper, and therefore you would not be allowed to do that. If in separate scrolls, you could say, you get this scroll, I'll get the other scroll, but to divide a scroll in half is not proper. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey, we went through two machlokos between the Tanakhama and Rosh Hashanah Gamliel about the responsibilities of paying taxes either in a chatzar or in a city, where the Tanakhama says you have to pay for the full security of these places, and Rosh Hashanah Gamliel says, nah, not every place needs such great security. And we said that you only have to pay local taxes if you've been living there for 12 months or you bought a house there. One or the other is enough to cause you to have to pay taxes. And then in Mishnah Vav, we went through the size of different of chatzeros and sados and ginos that would be big enough that you would say that one party could force the other party to split it, because they'll each end up with something significant. And we said that there are certain things that are just not divisible. And that is anything that if you were to divide it, it would not be called by its original name anymore. But we said if both parties agree to divide something, no matter how tiny it is, they're well within their rights to divide something, unless it's Kisvei HaKodesh, which is not at all proper for them to divide. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph.